As you know, we initially started with a project implementation unit, and it was very clear to me very rapidly as the chief advisor that this model is not going to deliver for many reasons, including the fact that it does not have a good rapport, good linkage with the rest of the public service. And therefore, we moved very rapidly. By 1997, it was very clear, you know, this is not the model we want. We want the department, because each of the departments in the civil service department, in the office of the president, or the public service management, as they call it now, has a responsibility which cuts across the entire public service. And therefore, really, the change you want to do, if it is systems, belongs to a director within that department. And therefore, you build the capacity in that department to be able to do an outreach in that. In the same case, for example, in the other department which has a major outreach into the rest of the services, what was called Management Services Department. And there again, you know, we did a number of changes. Some of the people that were trained in 1997 from other ministries joined that particular department. And also by bringing the people from those other ministries, it meant, you know, I mean, this reform is not just about what the office of the president does, it's also about what they do in those other ministries. And I think there was a lot of appreciation of that particular aspect of it. So that was helpful. And we also had good people. I would say also one unique aspect is how the permanent secretaries, especially in the mainstream of the public service, how much they sort of appreciated what we were trying to do. And there is also, fortuitously for Tanzania, even before I went there, there is a system of where the permanent secretaries meet almost on a weekly basis. Anyway, they meet every time before the cabinet meets and goes through all the papers that will be presented to cabinet. And I would say, I haven't found another country on the continent which has got that. And that does mean, therefore, you have the permanent secretaries as a college of potential change agents. You know, they're in the middle of things. And as I say, it's unique because they meet every week, just like the cabinet. A lot of other places where I've advised this have found that very difficult to happen. But I know it is taken very seriously in Tanzania. So to that extent, then, for it's possible to move across, you know, the government through the organ of the permanent secretaries.